Delling Poll, Biden's Green New Deal is an impossible cluster. By James Delling Poll on January 31, 2021. President Joe Biden's Green New Deal is an impossible cluster. You probably knew this already, but below are the raw details. If the world is to wean itself off fossil fuels and go carbon neutral by 2050, here is what might possibly need to be done. To summarize, to get the world to zero emissions by 2050, our options are to build, commission, and bring online either 1 2.1 gigawatt, GW, 109 watts, nuclear power plant each and every day until 2050, or 3,002 megawatt, MW, 106 watts, wind turbines each and every day until 2050 plus a 2.1 gigawatts nuclear power plant every day and a half until 2050, assuming there's not one turbine failure for any reason, or 96 square miles, 250 square kilometers, of solar panels each and every day until 2050 plus a 2.1 gigawatts nuclear power plant every day and a half until 2050, assuming not one of the panels fails or is destroyed by hail or wind. The calculations come courtesy of Willis Eschenbach at What's Up With That? Feel free to check the math yourself. It is based on the following assumptions. People generally have little idea just how much energy we get from fossil fuels. Figure 1 shows the global annual total in fossil energy consumption from 1880 to 2019, and extensions of both trends to the year 2050. I note that my rough estimate of 2050 total annual energy consumption, 241 petawatt hour/year, is quite close to the World Energy Council's business as usual 2050 estimate of 244 PWHR/year. Figure 1. Primary energy consumption, 1880 to 2019 and extrapolation to 2050. A petawatt hour is 1015 watt hours. So if we are going to zero emissions by 2050, we will need to replace about 193 petawatt hours, 1,015 watt-hours, of fossil fuel energy per year. Since there are 8,766 hours in a year, we need to build and install about 193 PWHRs/year divided by 8,766 hours/year 22 terawatts, TW, or 1,012 watts, of energy generating capacity. In passing, for all of these unit conversions, let me recommend the marvelous website called Unit Juggler. Starting from today, January 25, 2021, there are 10,568 days until January 1, 2050. So we need to install, test, commission, and add to the grid about 22 TW, 10,568 days 2.1 gigawatts/day, GW/day, or 109 watts/day, of generating capacity each and every day from now until 2050. The cost will, of course, be stupendous. The nuclear plants alone will cost on the order of $170 trillion US at current prices. And wind or solar plus 75% nuclear will be on the order of US$275 trillion, plus decommissioning and disposal costs for wind turbines and solar panels. But maybe the most stupid thing of all is no one, apart from the crony capitalist truers who are going to make like bandits from this scheme, and a few doctrinaire eco-fascist loons, actually wants any of this stuff. It's being pushed by the climate industrial complex on the basis of claims which turn out to be completely untrue. The most significant public health issue of our timeline being promoted by White House climate advisor Gina McCarthy, for example, is false. And guess which country is going to be the biggest beneficiary of all this green boondoggling?